This is Wade Lawrence.
Wade
with a D. Wade.
Wade. Beats the Skins. Okay. The Lord has given me actually the words of a song. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. And the Lord says there's a depth in you that longs after the King. And there's sometimes it's easy to hide behind a set of drums because it's hard to be up front, out front. It feels exposing. And the Lord says that he's going to draw you to the pulpit. And he's going to put words in your mouth to bring instruction. And it's not going to be like a theological treatise. It's going to be just a sharing of the heart, the honest sharing of the heart, Wade. And it's going to absolutely draw people. Because the Lord anoints testimonies, and he anoints exhortations, and he anoints just that love in the heart. And you know how when sometimes when you feel the energy of the Lord, when you're on the drums and you begin to drum a little harder, a little faster, a little stronger, actually that energy, Lord, it's the power of the Lord on the inside of you. And there will come a point when the Lord is drawing you to stand up and share a testimony. And that's not easy for you. In fact, you can't even envision yourself doing that. However, the Lord says he will make it easy for you. You're going to know your heart will begin to beat and your hands will shake a little bit. And people will notice that suddenly you're getting a little frantic on the drums. It's because the Lord is drawing you to stand up and to share a testimony or share a vision. He's going to open your eyes, Wade. You're going to see visions. You already do to a certain degree, but in your heart you think it's just your imagination. But the Lord says he has created your imagination, and he's created you to see, and he's going to cause you to see visions, and you're going to have dreams. Increasingly, you're going to have dreams. And the Lord says you will also have the gift of discerning the spirits, increasing more and more and more. And the Lord says he's not going to cause you to become some weirdo. He's going to cause you to be a warrior full of the Holy Ghost and fire. And it's going to draw many, many, many young men to Jesus Christ.
I'm actually seeing you like on a bike. And you're riding down like this with your arms wide open. And I just see you going, Jesus! On the bike, riding down on the freeway. And that's the longing of your heart. When you're back here, and God says he wants you to take that time when you're all alone with him, when nobody can hear you or see you, and he's going to transfer it right there when he has you. I'm not talking about the drums. I'm talking about when you're on the mic, because he's going to give you the mic and he's going to open your mouth wide. And he's going to fill it, because he's going to start downloading some stuff when you are out and about going on a ride with him. You and Jesus. And he's going to fill you up over and over and over again with his Holy Ghost. Amen. And it's okay to be loud and free and wild. He wants that. Because when you're free, it's going to set other people free. And I also see that when you're on the mic, he's going to give you words of knowledge for different people. And you're going to step forward in that. As he sets you free, you're going to then turn around and set other people free to be themselves in the Lord. Amen.
The Lord spoke another something to me, just a little nugget. You know the Lord loves you, but what you don't know is he really likes you. He likes the way you're created. He likes the way you think. He likes the questions you have. He even likes sometimes when you get a little feisty and angry. The Lord likes that because He likes who you are, Wade.
Yeah, that's good. I was hearing this song. It goes, Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you before it's too late. And what I was hearing in that is that you've had your time of riding on your own, out there on your own, and all the things of being on your own in those dark places, in those places away from family, in those places where you thought you were away from God. But He says He was there with you the whole time. He was there with you the entire time. He never left you or forsaken you. He's never turned His back upon you, but He has always loved you. And at this time, He's called you back from the fences. And you said, okay, I'm going to let you love me. And His love is the thing that's going to strengthen you. His love is going to be more real to you than the touch of my hand. And that love that He is showing you, you are going to give to others. It's not going to be hard. You will see where a person's at and you'll be able to speak and say, you know what, I've been there. I've been through this, this, and this, and you will astound people with the stories that you had when you were there. But they'll look at you and say, you? I can't imagine that. And it's just because of the change that God is bringing you through. And it's that spirit that he has put upon you. The other thing is that He is going to be able to speak to you prophetically, deep, deep things. He's going to be able to begin to open your eyes for people. And even as I am prophesying to you right now, I'm saying that you will prophesy to others. He's going to show you some things. He'll show you a little picture. And you just say, God, what are you saying? What is it that you're saying about this person? What is it that you're saying in this picture? And just step into it. And as you do that, the words will grow. They will expound and they will bring life and liberty to the healer, to the hearer. Father, I just proclaim your liberty. I proclaim healing from the hurts and the pains of the past. Lord, I proclaim, God, Lord, that you were there, but God, the scars of the heart and the rejection, Lord, I just wipe it away right now. Just wipe away the rejection and the hurt. And Father, I just thank you and I praise you, God, for your grace and your joy and your love, the manifestation of your Spirit, Father, in Jesus' name.
And I keep seeing that picture again with you on this bike and you holding your hand straight out. The Lord said He was the one that was right, that was keeping you safe. There were times when you almost seemed like you were going over the edge of some things, but God kept you safe. He caused you to be not get hurt. He caused you to come back to Him. And He loves you. And you're going to be... You hate religion. You hate religion. And in fact, something in you kind of have vowed love stinks. Yeah, sometimes it does. But God's love, human love sometimes stinks, but God's love never stinks. He's imparting His deep love within you. I see you reaching a people group, like bikers or something like that. I see you reaching people that are like streetwise, street smart people. You're going to be able to reach them. Being very real with our very real Jesus. Real men love Jesus. Yeah. Amen.